25 Canadians face charges linked to defrauding American retirees out of $21 million over a three-year period in what authorities dub a grandparent scam. Law enforcement says the suspects sat in call centers in Montreal and targeted older Americans in an operation that had been active since 2021. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Vermont announced Tuesday the 25 Canadian nationals are charged with conspiring to defraud people across 45 states. Prosecutors say the call centers used in the scam were run by five Canadians who were charged with money laundering in addition to the conspiracy charge. 23 of the 25 people charged were arrested in Canada Tuesday, while two remain on the loose. Prosecutors say the defendants often use the grandparent scam to swindle money from victims, telling grandparents their grandchild crashed their vehicle and was arrested, urging the victim to send thousands of dollars to bail their grandchild out. The scammers claim the case is under a gag order and tell the victims they're barred from telling anyone about the request for money. After the victims sent the money through various methods, the money was wired to Canada, with some transactions coming through cryptocurrency, according to authorities. It's unclear how much money individuals lost in the scams. If convicted, the five alleged managers of the call center face up to 40 years in prison, while the other defendants could be sentenced to up to 20 years behind bars. The FBI warns scams targeting grandparents are common. The head of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division says the defendants are part of a, quote, transnational criminal enterprise with the sole intent of defrauding hundreds of retirees of their life savings by preying on their emotions.